This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I have some very like Bono-esque pink glasses that I did not wear with this jacket today because I didn't want to get beat up in the hallway by Todd Leba.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
If you're just joining us, Steve has struck again. Follow him on Twitter at FitzPass. FitzPass. You can check out my Twitter, the ESPN Kansas City Twitter, to see these tweets. He has created the artwork and a couple of screens for the Almost Entirely Sports NES game. We are taking suggestions for what this game entails.
I think there can be different modes.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
No, we have nothing but space here. So thank you, Steve, for doing tremendous work here once again. So the question now is, what should you be able to do in the on the Almost Entirely Sports video game? I'm posting it on the Facebook page right now. Beards, do you have any further suggestions?
Can this be like a Mario Party thing as well?
Sure. Open it up. There is a Battle Royale mode, 100%.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Well, okay, open up the Mario Party suggestion a little bit. Flesh that out for me.
Let's see. Are we just doing this three-player, you, me, Charlie? Or do we want to include, like, Grumpy Cat, Dick Justice?
Oh, no, of
Goatee,
course.
Mr. Dossie,
yeah,
Rudy.
It's got to be a four-player game. And so it is, so maybe the only humans are you, me, and Charlie?
Well, we could also add, like, guests.
But sure, but like if you want to play as Seth, Kent, and Scott, you can't. That's a lot of coding, though.
That's
I like
true.
The most regular things, so it's probably you, me, and Charlie, and then Grumpy Cat,
Mr. Dossie,
Dick Justice, Goat. Well, hold on, how many
just
do we need?
Just do six. Just six. Do the six.
Yeah, so no goatee.
No goatee.
Dick
fine.
Justice, although Grumpy Cat is a
that's true.
A licensed character.
Disgruntled kitten. That's what we have to call him.
Grouchy feline.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. And so those are your options you can pick from in a Mario Party-style party game. What are some of the mini games? I need you to talk for long enough for me to post this on Facebook.
Excuse me. Let's see. Fix the radio studio. That's a really good one. Let's see. Cut liners. Ooh, there we go.
That's
we
good.
Have to cut liners.
That's good.
Let's see. What else could we do? What else could we do? Could there be like a... Oh. Well, no, this is obvious. Football. With the Sin City Testaments.
Ooh, that's good. So there's some sort of Sin City Testaments-based minigame. I like that.
Hang on. Keith has commented, guess what I'm doing for my 40th birthday, tuning into Almost Entirely Sports Facebook Live. Does life get any better than this?
Happy birthday,
yes.
Keith.
Yes, it does.
Life gets so much better than this, but happy birthday, Keith. Keith is a faithful... what do we call people that like this show? Idiots?
I was going to go with, like, couch Mahomies.
Mahomie is good, yeah.
Yeah.
Keith is a very faithful Mahomie. And thank you, Keith, for spending some of your 40th birthday with us. Please, please go do crack or something, though.
There's another mini game.
Yes, there absolutely is a cocaine-based mini game. I like avoid Lebo in the hallways.
Yeah.
That's really good. Oh, channel surfing.
Oh, yes, yes.
I've played a ton of Mario Party 7. Have you played Mario Party 7?
No, I've only played like a little bit of one of them.
Okay. Mario Party 7 is a GameCube one that's just tremendous. I've played it a ton. I played Mario Party 7 as a drinking game with my friends before any of us could drink because we would play with hot sauce shots. So I am intimately familiar with that game. I'm also sharing this over to the Almost Entirely Sports Facebook page and my own Facebook page. So we will get answers to this while we're here today. And there was a mini game where you would hit L and R on the GameCube remote and it would switch through pages and you had to mark the right page. So you're surfing through channels.
You're trying to avoid NFL Network.
But you're trying to find like Animal Planet or like some like
or like a highway chase.
Perfect.
High speed chase.
Perfect. You're trying to find a high speed. Well, that's what makes it difficult. You've got a few that you do want to find, and you never want to land on NFL Network or MLB Network or any of those. But yeah, you want to flip around and then find...
DirecTV logos.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. If you can get double DirecTV logos, though, you win.
I don't think that's true. I think that's also absolutely false. You want to avoid college baseball, NFL Network, MLB Network, game replays. Maybe you want to find Around the Horn or PTI or Highly Questionable. If you get Will Cain, you automatically lose.
Yes.
All right, we'll continue to take suggestions on these, and I'm hoping that George has something in mind. George, it's just George right now, right? Okay, it's George. Well, I don't want to say anything else. I've already said too much. George, what's up?
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday to you.
So, how about a cross between Grand Theft Auto and Pac-Man for a late-night burrito run game?
It's very good. That's very good. The idea of having it be kind of Mario Party-based and then having mini-games in it, I think, gives us the most flexibility. I love that. So, you hop in, you're in this, like, 8-bit car, you're swerving around, and you're trying to get to, listen, Arby's, I know you're listening. Come on, Arby's, throw us a bone. That's perfect. Taco Bell, Arby's, whatever. I love that.
Well, the key for me would be you can't open the game unless it's late night in the first place.
It's also fair.
Your timer on your computer has to say it's after 12:30.
That's pretty good. Or at the very least, you certainly can't be allowed to play it between 4 and 6 because you need to be listening to the show. That's not allowed. So that's very good. Time restriction is very good.
And if you're going to have the secret... lock character who comes out only after so many points won.
Uh-huh.
Stephen St. John in full Mexican regalia.
We haven't even unlocked him on this show yet. So that's really, that is high praise and high hopes, but I look forward to being able to do that for this show and then also for the video game. It's fantastic.
And unless you know the commercial, it still is the greatest line he's ever said. All he's got to yell out as he's running around the game is, sausage!
Yes, 100%. Even if he's just, I don't know if that makes him a playable character or if that makes him, maybe he's a villain you have to fight in one of the little levels where he's just throwing sausage at us.
El Gran Stefano.
I love it. What else? Any other ideas?
Well, you know, I am unfortunately the worst video game person to talk to.
That's okay.
No, you got to understand. My opening gambit on video games was when we got our first computer.
Mm-hmm.
It was a plug and play. And you opened it up and it said, congratulations, you now have 15 hours of free gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
It was 8 o'clock at night on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I've never played video games. Let me see what I can do. Plugged it in. The next thing I knew, it was 1:30 in the morning. I looked around. The lights were off. The dishes were done. The dearly beloved was already snoring in the corner. Honey, what happened? But no, I have learned that, yes, they are an addiction. You play them when you have nothing else in your life that needs attention, because otherwise you will get lost.
Right.
The other one that would be, The dead end. Now this is where you'll get where you have your pitfall.
Okay.
Any game that's a test of non important knowledge, like the world's worst Jeopardy.
Right. That's
so that
good.
if you open that game, you don't know that until you start playing, and you start out to answering questions. You know, multiple choice where none of the choices are right. You're always going to get the answer wrong. And you can't get out of that level. You're stuck. It's a dead end level. Yeah. You know? So that's one. Again, you got to have these little pitfalls in your game.
That's good. I think the way we brand that one up is that they're sports trivia questions. But even if you have the right sports answer, you get it wrong because the only right answer is to answer with something that isn't sports related.
Instead of the Golden Knights, it's the Golden Nuggets. So
perfect. Fantastic.
So you've got to have the little pitfalls. And the last thing for games, if you're going to play a multiplayer game,
mm-hmm.
the key is not only do you beat your opponents, you steal their points, mm-hmm. you steal their lives,
mm-hmm.
and you also have their password changed, and they don't know that either.
You could argue that I've been stealing Beards' life for the last, like, 6 months, so I think that's also very on brand.
Totally totally non-game related, but another question for you, if I can, real quick.
Sure, please.
Okay. What is the reason, and again, a totally non-computer geek file here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What is the hard part about determining who owns the burner accounts? It sounds like it's something relatively simple to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So why are they making it such a hard thing? They've got outside attorneys. They've got this. Mm-hmm. I understand that every NCIS episode I've ever seen, mm-hmm. they trace down the bad guy because he uses a computer that can be traced.
Right.
So what's the deal? You know who they are. Now, whether it's legally possible to get to that information, do you need a search warrant? Do you need some form of authorization to do it?
Mm-hmm.
But the other side is every hacker in the universe can go in there illegally and find out who they are. So, you know, that why is that information so hard to refine or so hard to release?
So I think one part of it is that Twitter has that information, but I don't know. I would imagine that at this point, Twitter wouldn't be willing to hand that over to people because that's kind of a betrayal of their own users' privacy. People have already figured out like the last two digits.
Her wife with the last of the phone number.
Right.
That's
the stuff they figured out publicly. Beyond that, I think eventually it's going to start needing stuff like whatever search warrants or access into personal computers and everything, because there is an amount of privacy that's expected there. And because nothing illegal has happened, that might be hard to obtain. The only thing I wonder is because of the Jahlil Okafor information that one of the Twitter accounts leaked out about his medical history.
That's what I was going to talk about.
That might be the open window.
Well, but it would take that individual to press the charge.
Oh, perhaps. Yeah, maybe it would. I was thinking that maybe the team or the league could take up the case.
Now, that's another question. Who owns that information? Is it the player, or is it the team, or
right.
is it the league?
Right.
Was it?
You know, do you sign your medical rights away when you join a team?
The team would have had that information. What were you going to say, Beards?
When I think it was Jason Pierre-Paul had his fireworks thing.
Yeah.
And was it Schefter that took the photos?
No. Schefter got the photos
right.
of that information, and then Schefter did tweet it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that got very legally messy.
I'm just trying to remember if it was JPP or if it was like the Giants that, because I remember somebody suing or something or thinking about suing.
Yeah, no, it definitely was some sort of HIPAA violation. But I don't think that Schefter ever got in actual trouble about it because he was given the information and then he disseminated it. I'm not even sure he was the first one to make it public. I'm not sure on that. It's been a minute.
So it's where can you start the process? I would still maintain it's the player
mm-hmm.
because he's the one who has the personal debt, not injury, but you know. The information was released on him personally,
mm-hmm.
and so it's if that person isn't going to press charges, then I don't think you've got a case anywhere.
No, I think you might be right. Beard said that it was that Jason Pierre-Paul eventually settled in that case. So yeah, so if Jahlil Okafor wanted to do that on some level, also I don't know like if defamation comes in somewhere. It's there will be lawyers. That is
oh,
the
well, there
answer.
Already are.
There will be an abundance of lawyers, yeah, now and forever.
I'm just, like I said, to me it's just baffling that you can't say, okay, here's person X, here's the computer Y, this is what happened, and then start the process of pointing the finger.
Yeah, you're right. I think that if Twitter would hand over the information, that would happen very quickly, but I don't think that they would. Then beyond that, it's what can you find that's public, and that's the phone numbers and then like the email recovery addresses. But the thing that I don't know what they'll be able to prove is they might be able to prove all the way down to this came out of the Brian Colangelo household. But even then, I don't know if the paper trail can get you any farther than that. So maybe they could blame maybe it was his wife, maybe it was him. Blame could be shifted around. However, I don't know.
Well, the fact that even if it was, well, you see, in the same household, the fact that the information was disseminated.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the point of, okay, you're going to lose your job, but you know he's got pensions, he's got his little parachute on his contract that he could spend to lose. That's where you get him.
Yep.
So it's just an interesting topic. I just
it
wish it could be cleared up a little faster, that's all.
I do too. I think that eventually we'll, I don't know, I was going to say eventually I feel like we'll get closer to having it be cleared up. But honestly, I'm not sure. We might get to a point where it gets so muddy that it's just... it came out of the household and that he was either fired for cause or not for cause. Either way, I feel like at this point he's gonna his job is barely hanging on by a thread.
Well, would you even want him?
Oh, I don't know at this point. I mean, either he is unhinged or his wife is a threat to like classified information. Either way, no. The answer is no.
I saw some report earlier today about how, or it was yesterday, that they were still thinking about firing him if it was just his wife.
For sure. The difference then is if it was his wife, could you still fire him for cause, which would get into his contract and like you said, George, the bonuses or the parachute on the way out, the severance package, whatever. But that is, you know, that's important to him and
here's the
Sixers.
The key for his wife.
So much.
Here's the key for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She would have to be subpoenaed to answer the question, how did you get the information?
And that's interesting. And I think at that point the answer is just, oh, Brian told me, which also like is understandable. Like I get that's kind of reasonable, but
there's your cause.
Yes, for right.
He's not protecting the confidentiality. There's your clause, the confidentiality clause.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that was obviously broken. It seems obvious that was broken by Colangelo on some level, or the conspiracy dives even deeper, which would also be awesome.
And the real sad part is, all this is going to reflect on his son.
His dad.
His dad, excuse me.
Dad. I stared at Beards, and Beards had nothing for me, and I was like, oh, man, I'm not that confident. But right, no, for sure, this will... That's interesting, because it certainly reflects on the family name. Like, Colangelo now is immediately connected to burner Twitter accounts.
Exactly. He's a pariah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it's just, you know, sorry to hear it. It's just one of those things that Herm Edwards always says, don't press send. Don't use your stupid wife's burner phone.
Yes, no kidding.
Oh, gosh. Hey, guys, I hope you have a great weekend wherever it takes you.
George, you do the same. It'll take me back here for the most part, but I hope you have a great one.
Are you working the weekend?
What's that?
Are you working the weekend?
I'm working both days this weekend, yeah.
At the station?
Yeah.
Cutting stuff or on
No,
air?
Let's see. What am I? I got to make sure I've got this right. Tomorrow I'm here doing baseball pre and post, and then Sunday I'm out at Sporting starting some new stuff. So it's not the worst. I'm talking and getting paid to be around sports. You know, can't complain about having to do that too many days in a row.
Good man.
Also, I got a bachelor party that I'm going to Saturday night, so we'll see if I make it for Sunday.
Uh-huh. No late-night burritos for you.
Nothing but late-night burritos for me.
Have fun.
You too. Have a good one. George, I feel like I almost, like, I was going to drop him off the call there, and then it was like, you can find George at, where can you find George?
Late-night burrito runs, that's
where. Next time George calls, we got to find out if George is on Twitter or anything. Like, I want to figure out how to... Can we lend a small following to George? I want more day-to-day George tweets. I want George tweets, what I want. Although sometimes you find out too much information on Twitter, as we just discussed. Maybe, honestly, maybe that's a good reason for all of us not to. Like, oh, you know, I want Twitter. Look at all these great things that happen from Twitter. I want to be able to follow more people and their lives on Twitter. What? He's married to his cousin? And then you lose it forever. Not that George is. I don't know that to be true. I don't have any reason to believe that that's true.
Reckless abandon.
Yeah, certainly. Do you see that? Hold on. I've got a... This is a story from politics, but I just want to say that... This is headline... headline segment material. Do you want to do headlines again? We can do headlines again, I guess. I've got the end of it.
You want to do that now?
I've got the closer. No, we should take a break.
Okay.
You know what? We might do headlines back-to-back days and then also do headlines on sports night tonight. And we'll just have to pretend to be surprised by all of these headlines. Maybe I'll save this for sports night.
Urchin's going to get fat.
We don't have to feed him every time we use him, do we?
I think he expects it.
Oh, that's too bad. That's very Pavlovian, but also
and
logical.
He's going to get snippy when we don't feed him. He bites.
We'll continue to take your suggestions for what the almost entirely sports video game would entail.
George did mention something there about how Steven would burst out in full regalia.
Mm-hmm.
During it made me think. So in the Fallout games, have you played Fallout?
I've played a little bit of New Vegas.
Okay. So
and then that was Fallout.
So there's a perk that you can get where it's called, I think, the Mysterious Stranger.
Okay.
So, like, when you're in combat or whatever, there's a chance the Mysterious Stranger shows up and he, like, kills your enemies for you.
Nice.
So that's what Steven is.
That's good. I like that.
He helps you solve a puzzle.
There's also, like, a D&D spell that does that. Man, yeah. This show's nerdy as bleep.
Yep.
There's a... Yeah, there's, like, a celestial guardian kind of thing. It's that. But it's Steven. So, yeah, so you really need to win this minigame. Boom. You get one call for an archangel. Each of the archangels, here we go. Each of the archangels has a different thing they can help you with. You got to hope that you call them at the right time.
Sure.
Also, we could, instead of having this be a Mario Party style game, we could have this be more of a Ninja Turtles in Time game.
Or it's like a Street Fighter.
That's good. We need more characters on that, though. Like, on the cover of the box.
That's
is
when,
like,
we include, like, the urchin and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, that's good. Also, like, that might just be a ESPN proper might have to produce that.
Seth Kaiser versus Kent Swanson!
That's a really good idea. I just want to fight Will Kane. Save that for the rest of it. There's one of those, like, 2-second liners for whenever our last segment's gone too long and we come back and we're just trying to get us through the show as quick as possible. You just hear me go, I want to fight Will Kane. All right, Beard, you have a commercial break to think of this. Who do you want to fight in the almost entirely sports Street Fighter game? I want the matchup you want to watch the most and the one that you want to be a part of. Beards McFly versus who? And then also a matchup of your choice not involving yourself. You get a commercial break to think about it. That's next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Sometime after he finished the show, but before My Belt and Arrowhead Act went up, Mellinger had a column come out that was covering a lot of the same ground. And for me, obviously, I'm saying that Mellinger is stealing all my stuff.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
All right, Beards, who do you want to fight?
I haven't quite figured that one out yet. I know who I want to see fight, though.
Okay.
Scott Chase and Sean Collins.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Friends become bitter enemies. Fight to the death.
I've got a pretty good joke that I'm going to not say.
Or at least to the maiming.
Fight to the maiming. That's pretty good.
I'm trying to decide if I want to, like, there's somebody that I want to fight in our rich, rich universe that we've built here, or if it's just, like, I want to win. Like, if I want to win, then I'm going to go for, like, Dick Justice or the Urchin.
Keep in mind that these are anamorphic living creatures that we've created.
Sure.
It's like, it is perhaps a much larger pause. Dick Justice and goatee, etc. Like, maybe they're human sized.
I feel like I could take the urchin.
Maybe it's a seven. I'm gonna say it, but
What?
Maybe it's like a 7-foot long Dick Justice. Damn it. Or goatee. The urchin's scrappy. Urchin's gonna cheat.
Yeah, but he's hungry though. He's like, he doesn't have as much energy as he should.
Oh, I think he's bath salts. I think he's gonna eat your face off.
He's been playing too much Doom.
I think he's been playing Doom and smoking bath salts.
I've been playing the new Doom. So take that, urchin.
You've also been doing bath salts. The Scott Sean head to head is pretty good. I do feel like I'd like to see Seth.
Seth versus Kent?
Seth versus Kent is good, but I don't know if, I feel like we should, who do you feel like would win that fight?
Seth versus Kent?
Yeah. You have to answer out loud, it's radio.
Seth.
Agreed. We should tweet
them. He deals
them
with a bunch of kids.
We should tweet, oh, good reasoning.
Yeah.
We
like
should
he's
tweet
got his hand
that.
Eye coordination going.
You're right.
He's got a lot longer to do this.
He's just at home just constantly basically playing Fruit Ninja in real life, but with kids. Just like slapping a bottle of bleach away from one child and taking scissors from another and pulling his bloodthirsty daughter off of, you know, the dog or whatever. That's a good call. Yeah. I think you're right. They're both dads.
That's true.
But Kent only has the one.
And has been doing it not as long.
Also true. So that's pretty good. Also, I think Seth wins that, though.
Also, Seth's a lawyer on the side.
Right.
I feel like he could just smack him with his briefcase.
That's pretty good also. He's also a pastor, so he could smack him with a briefcase and then like a crucifix.
Yeah.
He's not.
That's his special.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. His special move is briefcase.
No, his special move is summon.
Move.
His special move is summon.
That's pretty good also.
All the kids.
It's pretty good. You know what I want to see? Who do you think would be the favorite in the whole universe? In the Almost Entirely Sports universe, who is the most...
I'd have to go with either one of the Archangels or Goliath.
Well, bleep. I was thinking about Curtis.
Also, yeah.
British Curtis. British it's just Curtis, but with like a beret. Okay, fine. I want to see Goliath. Oh, no, the Monsters vs. Alien woman.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
She's licensed. She's a licensed character.
No, that's fair.
I want Goliath versus Seth's daughter. That's the matchup that I want to see. I want to, because I think that she's basically Jack-Jack from The Incredibles.
Uh-huh.
Where she's just, like, forming into different things. She's got, like, she can turn into a plume of fire or a demon.
A rabid demon, yeah.
Or have lasers coming out of her eyes or whatever. So I think Seth's daughter, did he say how old she was?
I don't remember.
She's like 5 or 6. Versus Goliath from the Bible is probably my number one head-to-head matchup. Who do I want to fight, though? I don't think there's any actual people involved with the show that I want to fight. Like, Rudy's got too much length, and I don't really want to fight Charlie.
Yeah.
Or you. Both of those I just feel like would be unpleasant for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight Club with anybody. Like, I don't want to fight Lebo or...
What about Chloe?
Ooh.
You ever wanted to just beat up your sister?
No.
Oh.
I wonder how she's not really a... I don't really strike me as a fighter.
Fair.
I think she does.
She's
absolutely
more of a color, more of an artist.
I really should have just right out of the gate gone like, all right, matchup I want to see is Goliath versus Seth's daughter, and matchup I want to be a part of is me versus Renee. My finishing move is give concussion.
Arena. Stairs.
Top of my stairs.
Now we have to explain it.
You're right. Oh, you're mad.
We have to explain it because it's been a while.
You're right. It's been a long time since I've explained the story of how girlfriend Renee got a concussion. And it was not my fault. That time. Nope, that's a joke. That's a joke. I got to explain it again. You're right. Thank you, Beards, because I was actually going to move on that time.
I know you were.
I was going to go to the next thing. So at this point, I don't know, it's been...
several months.
It was 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Renee was at my house, and she had borrowed a pair of my pajama pants. She, like, I don't know, I don't, something, for some reason, doesn't matter. They were a pair of big, fuzzy Batman pajama pants that we now refer to as the concussion pants. And they are, we're like the same height. But for whatever reason, like, they were, like, just dangling below her feet too far. And so she was walking out of my room going downstairs. And on one of the first steps, she plants her foot and slips. And the sound was horrifying. Because it was just, like, a rock hitting a stair, I guess. But, like, the sound that she made was the worst. It was just, like, dog hit by car. The whole thing sounded like a dog getting hit by a car.
Ugh.
The thunk sound followed by the, like, kind of, like, breath taken away whimper noise. Basically all the same thing. Dog hit by car. And so, obviously, that immediately became the story of how I pushed Renee down the stairs and gave her a concussion. We're at a very interesting time societally for that to have become a thing.
A joke that we're referencing on the radio?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, really, really an interesting move by us. I don't know how that happened exactly, but it did. And she like had to, later that day, she ended up going to the emergency room and like was like nauseous and didn't go to work for several days. It was bad. It was not cool of her to do. It was super inconvenient for her to get a concussion that way. Really made my life more difficult. Really, really inconsiderate of her to go and get a concussion like that. But yeah, that's the concussion story. So my street fighter, my almost never spread street fighter finishing move is now shove downstairs or give concussion or whatever. Based on a joke.
You can choose different outfits for your characters. One of them for Renee is 1,000%. The pajama pants.
Oh, that's good. Concussion outfit. Yeah. So it's like pajama pants and like stars like around her head constantly. That's pretty good. Yeah, there have to be at least 3 different costumes per person.
Mine are just different hoodies.
Yeah, because it's like in Smash, it's like in Super Smash Bros. And stuff, where you have some of them like different skins, and then some of them are like different things, like Pikachu gets different hats.
Yeah,
some of them have different like colors and stuff. For you, it's different. It's different backwards hats and hoodies.
Yep. Charlie, it's different flannel shirts.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I was gonna say that for Charlie, it's different shades of red for his face.
Also, yes.
What were you gonna say?
And also, occasionally like a backwards hat.
Yeah, that's true. One of them adds a backwards hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Or like an ESPN Kansas City shirt.
Also good.
Yeah. You, there's like 15 different outfits.
That's like there's no DLC for an NES game, but if there was, that would be it.
$9.
For $9, you can unlock my entire wardrobe.
We're the EA model of games.
Yes.
We need money. Good.
There definitely needs to be a Chloe-based minigame in the Mario Party version of this.
It's just coloring.
Or she's like...
picking teams.
What?
Picking teams that you think will win.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I was...
Chloe picks who she thinks will win each little minigame. Whoever's playing as Chloe gets a pick, and that's her minigame.
That's not bad. Not last time, but 2 times ago when I was at my parents' house, second most recently... she read me a couple of books that she had written, and there were two. One was just like it was a graphic novel. She informed me that was horses versus donkey, ponies versus donkeys, or something like that.
So it was like Rock Band.
No, but this is a tangential story that is so good. And that one was just 2 side by side boxes that was basically a horse version of that like Goofus versus Gallant or whatever. Of, like, you know what I'm talking about? It's an old-style, like... let me make sure this is right. Goofus and Gallant, yeah. It's just, like, here's... let me see if I can open one of them up. They're basically, here's the good thing to do and here's the bad thing to do. So, like... so, Goofus is in one of these is standing next to his little brother. And the caption says, "I wish I had no little brother." And then Gallant is playing a game with his little brother and says, "I'm glad I have a little brother." That's Goofus and Gallant. She had basically done Goofus and Gallant, but with horses and ponies, or with donkeys and ponies or whatever. Some of those were legitimately the funniest things I've ever seen in very much like a 2018 like meme version, like 2018 meme humor. But she also wrote a book about a horse from the perspective of the horse. And it had, like, a kind of emotional layering in it that I was stunned to see her produce. Chloe just turned 9. And in this book, one of, like, the first things was, like, the horse's name, I think, is, like, Spirit or Wish or something like that. And one of the first things that the horse does is, like, the mom horse dies pretty early on, and then it's, like, a big deal. And then later, the horse's, like, sister dies. And from the perspective of Spirit, it's like, "I'm sad that my sister died because she's my sister, but we didn't really play very often, so I'm not that sad." And the whole book is like this, where there's just like these very intricate, like, conflicting emotions. And so I'm assuming that she's eventually going to become a best-selling author, because everything that you do at age 9 is the thing you end up succeeding at age, like, 25. That might be true for me. If you call this success, or assume that I'm going to do something successful in the next 2 years, if there was anything I was good at age 9, it was talking. What were you best at age 9?
Legos. What?
It's just you. Your response was so quick and so fierce. I loved it. And then also just like the implied thing after that was, well, you missed your calling. You failed. Mm-hmm. Your success did not come with the thing you were good at age 9.
Nope.
You're not a professional Lego builder.
Darn.
It's just really good. What do you think Charlie was really good at age 9? Mm. Just say it.
Playing Bob the Tomato. I'm sorry, Charlie, if you're listening.
That time, I was going to just be like, not listening to his parents. But that's from the top bleeping rope.
Goofus takes the big easy chair ahead of his grandmother. Gallant waits until his grandfather is seated, then chooses a chair. Twelve times Goofus from Goofus and Gallant was the absolute worst. Goofus, let me see it. Grabbing a picture. Gallant, may I see it? Goofus uses his book with dirty hands. Gallant has clean hands when using a book. He robs a woman, I think, of a purse here, it looks like.
What?
Says, my, you have nice things in your purse. And he takes this woman's purse.
That's the code of purse robbing. You're supposed to say that when you take it.
My, what nice things you have in your purse. Goofus and his playmate. What? Goofus and his playmate are noisy while Mother is taking a nap. Gallant says, Mother is taking a nap. We must play quietly. Goofus throws stones at birds. Squirrels are scared of Goofus.
This sounds like a sociopath.
Give me that leg of turkey right now. I'm hungry.
Goofus burned down a hospital.
Gallant visits sick children in the emergency ward. Goofus smothers them to death with a pillow. Wow, okay, Goofus.
Gallant says, don't do that. No. Stop.
Andrew says, idea for almost entirely sports minigame, tap David Stern phone calls. That's pretty good. I like that.
You have to sneak in without getting attacked by Charles Oakley?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He hands out technicals. Instead of, like, game over, you just get a technical foul, and the person with the most technicals at the end loses.
Rudy said that we need to sell couches, and that's obviously good.
There's a lot of games in this.
I'm telling you, we've got a pretty good narrative built here, I think.
Any programmers out there willing to do this for free?
Oh, Keith said he's going to go see Solo. That's good.
Yeah, Solo's
good. It's not quite doing coke for your 40th, but still, happy birthday.
You still haven't seen it yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I just know that Chewie dies.
Whoa! Han kills Vader.
Actually, fun fact, Lando does die in Solo, and then if you go back and watch the original trilogy again, there's just no Lando. He's been digitally replaced with Jar Jar Binks.
Who's the Sith Lord?
Who is the Sith Lord? That conspiracy theory was so good.
It's amazing.
I'm, like, it's also, like, it's not just a good idea. it's presented in a way that it is downright believable.
Yes.
That the original intention was to have Jar Jar be like the main villain of the prequels.
Just behind the scenes master manipulator.
And then it becomes evident in Revenge of the Sith, I guess. Probably. Or maybe it was originally supposed to be evident in Clone Wars. I don't know.
Attack of the Clones?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
It's such a good conspiracy theory.
It's really good.
Also, today is National Donut Day, which that was like on Twitter and everything. So that's something that we knew. That's not news for a new bit that we have. But Beards, eventually this weekend or before Monday, whatever, I'm going to need you to come up with a sounder that throws us to a new thing, which is our what day is it calendar. This is something that that my mom has produced for the show. They have at my parents' house, they've got a calendar up on the wall, and it's just it's a printed off calendar every month of every day. Is a day. Every day is
something.
Yeah, and it's not always national. This one doesn't even say national donut. It just says donut day. For example, I'll give you the weekend. You know what? No, I'm not going to give you the weekend until we come back from the commercial break. There's a tease. But it's got something on each day. And we might not do it every single day. Maybe we will do it every single day, honestly. It's like a 30-second bit. We totally can make room for it every day.
And also, summer.
Right, that's the thing. So we could theoretically start every show with, sometimes I'll just say happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. Instead of doing that, I'll say happy donut day. Or we'll try to get a whole segment out of it whenever we have nothing. Because man, these NBA finals now, like we got an hour out of game one. And we're going to have to get another hour or two out of it over on Sports Night tonight on 810. But then it's like, we have a game on Sunday, and that'll help us out a little bit for Monday and all that. But like the Royals play tonight. And that's a cool thing.
Is it?
That's happening. Yeah, I know. I love it. Super exciting. We're in an interesting time, which is why we have this calendar now. Whenever we come back, I'll tell you what you have to look forward to this weekend, and I'll also tell you what the month is. Not that it's June, but it is. Ready? Here's a tease. You can fill this in whenever we get back. June is National Blank a Blank Month. Fill in the blanks next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
But you can't get caught wearing flannels with, like, just jeans. And you look like everybody else. I don't like that. I'm going to bring out the flannel with some jorts, the flannel with my some joggers that look like they're from the women's section, even though they're not. They just hug my figure.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Adopt a Cat Month.
Hate cats.
June is National Adopt a Cat Month, according to our source from this piece of paper. Although it apparently comes from a website that I'm actually not going to give you because I don't want you getting ahead. You could Google it if you really want. Coming up this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow, is National Pencil Day.
I use pens.
I also use pens because I'm an adult.
Pencils suck.
Especially, this was actually a conversation that was being had on the Lebatard show this week. I love mechanical pencils.
Sure.
They hate them. I got an old man thing to hate.
They're fine.
I like mechanical pencils. I love a good pen.
Yes.
The Tool brand pen, I think it's T-U-L, I asked for a pack of them for Christmas.
I have these Precise pens.
I like those.
These are great.
Those are
good.
I've
used these for years.
Those are good. I feel like they run out of ink weirdly quickly. Like, they're not as full of ink.
No, it depends.
Also, I prefer the click to the cap because, so the caps you can lose.
Don't lose them.
Now, the one problem with the click is that you can't have it click and then, like, ink in your bag or whatever.
Yeah.
Sunday is National Egg Day. I eat a lot of eggs, so I'm excited for that. Really, can you tell how excited I am for that?
Ecstatic. You're bouncing off the walls.
Did you hear me? Could you hear me bounce? I was trying to bounce in the chair.
That was a weird visual. Don't do that again.
Let's see what Facebook thought about that. I'm going to wait for the Facebook of it.
It just went for me.
Hasn't loaded for me yet. Here we go. This is probably it. Wasn't great.
No.
It's fine.
Just, yeah.
There was a commercial that we're not being paid to play this commercial a second time, but there was a commercial that we heard a couple breaks ago that had Beards and I thoroughly confused, and we will talk about it more and break it down here in a minute. But first, just how long is this? A minute?
Yeah, it's a minute, Ed. But we don't need the whole thing.
Well, leave our mics up.
Yeah,
and listen to this commercial that just is a part of our rotation now, I guess.
Hi, honey. Kids.
Dad.
Hey, what's everybody doing here? Is this a surprise party?
No, Frank. It's an intervention.
Huh?
And it's for your own good.
Lock the door, kids!
An intervention for me?
Yes, Frank, for you.
Okay,
lock him
look.
In.
Just because I like to bet on football...
No, Frank, it's not about your gambling.
Really? Well, just because I bring home a few office supplies now and then?
No, Dad, it's not about any of your borderline activities.
Just because I've been tweeting passages from Julie's diary?
No, Dad.
What?
Frank.
Dad!
We're here so you'll make an appointment for a checkup with a doctor who focuses on men's health at Shawnee Mission Primary Care.
Yeah, it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
I just
there it
had
is.
My checkup today.
What?
Yeah. Mike at work said it's a smart thing to do. So I called the men's health line at Shawnee Mission Primary Care for an appointment.
Oh, so you listen to Mike but not us.
Believe you kept this to yourself.
Yeah, well.
What else are you keeping from us?
There's a Dad.
There's nothing, honest. Or is there?
Frank!
Shawnee Mission Medical Center.
That has more twists and turns in it than some TV shows I've seen. I thought it might have been eventually an intervention about gambling, and then it said it wasn't that.
Yeah, I know.
Whenever the mom yelled, lock the door, I thought, well, maybe this is going to be a funny commercial.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't terribly sure. And then it's about, I think, getting your butt checked. And other
heart
things.
Heart condition or something.
Sure. Just, you know, things that...
Old people things.
Sure. That's fine. And it's just an absolute roller coaster of a commercial. I enjoyed it.
It was enjoyable.
We don't get to say that very often about a lot of the commercials around here. And that one has layers. Cause like I didn't even realize at the end he's inferring that like he was ready for an intervention mm-hmm. about his gambling problem, about his workaholic nature, and maybe about tweeting his. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, stealing office supplies.
I didn't think about it being stealing office. I was thinking about bringing work home. You're right though. So he was prepared for an intervention about his gambling problems, his kleptomania,
or there was something else,
and also tweeting his daughter's diary. But even another thing. Yes.
Okay.
He sounded at the end like, or is there? Like, maybe he had another problem he was ready to be confronted about.
You found out about my secret other family?
This commercial starring Bartolo Colon. More like Bartolo Colon. Get it checked, men. That was a pretty good segue, right?
Solid.
Thank you. I was gonna say, it doesn't really feel like a Friday, but I guess we had Monday off.
I know, it's been a really weird week.
But I'm also working both the next couple days. We'll be back again on Monday, as far as I know. And
yep.
I mean, listen, everything's around here. Take it one day at a time. Can't make any promises. We'll talk to you whenever we're allowed to talk to you again. Hopefully it's soon. Oh, yeah, sports night tonight. Good point, Beards. Bye, Mom!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.